Dory, it's only been a year since Facebook has become available in a Czech language version. The social platform allows users to design a profile, add friends, or share personal news. And in the Czech Republic, the site is very popular indeed. User numbers have been growing exponentially. Sara Borůvka has details on the phenomenon.
Across the world, the number of people who use the social platform Facebook is growing at a mind-boggling speed. The site counts 350 million active users, 1.7 million pictures are uploaded to the platform per second, and 1.8 billion messages are sent over Facebook each second. If Facebook was a country, it would be the world's fourth largest. In the Czech Republic, the social site is fast growing in popularity. At a Facebook Now event on Thursday, Blake Chandley, the company's vice president for emerging markets, explained how Czech users have been responding to the Czech language version.
So in the last year, when we went through the translation process, we're now translating into Czech, right? We've seen the user numbers grow from around 300,000 users in January of 2009 to just over 2 million users now.
With a population of 10 million, that makes the Czech Republic a nation where every fifth person has a Facebook account and counting.
That growth continues month over month. I think we're up 8% over last month. So we're really, really pleased with just the overall user growth. But more important for us, when we look at the health of the business, is how people are engaging. You know, are they coming back on a regular basis? Are they doing stuff? Are they sharing with each other? And in just about every case, the Czech population actually is above most of the rest of the world.
Why is it that Czech users have so quickly surpassed other nations in terms of actively embracing the social platform, despite the fact that an English language version of Facebook has been around since 2004, while the Czech language version only arrived a year ago?
We look at a lot of different factors, the kinds of things people are sharing, the daily activity rate, the weekly activity rate, how many friends and connections people have. I think the average user in the Czech Republic has 93 friends, and that's growing, which is the average user around the world has 120 friends. So a little bit less friends, but probably more meaningful. So different cultures in Europe, you know, some people like to have, like the Italians, they love their friends, right? Italians have friends all over and they're very expressive. The Czech culture might be a little bit more conservative, a little bit more, I don't want to have lots of friends, I'd rather have a quality of friends, and that will drive more activity, more engagement.
The social platform has also propelled user-specific advertising and is actively seeking to blur the lines between social interaction and advertising. Doesn't this cheapen the social interaction and allow users to become prey of advertisers without realizing it?
If I choose to share a Nike video from football with my friends, right, through news feeds and through just sharing with them, right, I don't look at that as Nike taking advantage of me to reach my friends. If Nike were trying to leverage that and trying to have access to my data, then I would find that offensive, right? And I'd find that dangerous. Part of our job as a company is to make sure that there are Chinese walls so advertisers actually never get access to user data, that they can never really violate the relationship with users. And so it's in the tools that we build, the functionality that we build, that allows advertisers to do things that are actually consistent with users' expectations.
Okay, and that report on the Facebook craze here in the Czech Republic was by Sara Borůvka, leading me to the question, why do I have so few friends on Facebook? I'll have to find out.